We're CJMQ, and we're talking with Mary Resick, Canadian country artist, and she's based in Calgary, Alberta. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you. Great to be here.
That's so great to have you. Now, right now we're playing your single, Looking on the Bright Side. That's your latest single. I was reading that you came from actually a musical family. You started kind of your interest in music around the age of 4, so tell us about that.
Yes, I did. So it's kind of like I was always in the family growing up as a little girl, and we'd be around our family home there, the Saturday night Resick Jams is what we called it, and we'd bring out every instrument we could find in the house, and my dad would sing and yodel and teach us kids harmonies and just play all the good old country songs that I remember growing up with, and we just had a good time. It was just a real family bonding, and the music was just always there, and it just kind of spread from there and went into the school. When I was in school, the school band and choir, and then getting into showcasing and talent contests and things like that, and then just taking the next step and doing it on a professional level and getting into the recording and just building and growing, and just, you know, you just sort of like bathe in it and see where it leads.
Okay. Now, is music your career right now? Is it your only career?
It's always been in my life, mm-hmm. and as you phase, you know, of course, you have to have that bread and butter money, as
right.
they say, for musicians, so you kind of work both worlds for a while. Again, it's growing and phasing to becoming more and more, you know, the full-time career, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I said, it's always been part of my life. I've been involved in it, you know, at the different levels along the way, so, yeah, building.
Put out your debut album, that was in 2008, Two in the Saddle.
Yes.
And you put it out to both the Canadian and the European market. So tell us about the making of the album.
Okay, that was when I decided I was going to make a full-length album. Because
mm-hmm.
before that I had made just a five-song EP. And about a year or so later I went, you know, I really want to get into this full album deal, and started putting together songs that I felt depicted kind of me, what I believed in the country music. My passion is the traditional classic country. For the most part, I found that's what came natural to me, and growing up being surrounded by it. So when I got the idea, let's put together this album, I started collecting the songs, and then found the studio and all the people behind the scenes to put this project together. So it was like a huge learning curve, and it just kind of like grew from there, and I was quite excited to get it both to Canadian and the European market. It's had a very good response. I'm really happy with the first, you know, album going out. Two in the Saddle, the title song, the title track, I thought, yeah, that's kind of just fits the whole picture of sort of how I feel, and keeping it country. And I've just been really happy. That was sort of like my baby, you know, and again, it's a learning curve. And then going from there, working on this new album, quite excited. And you learn, you know, you make mistakes along
mm-hmm,
the way, and
mm-hmm.
you grow, and you just keep building and building, and you get other ideas along the way, and you meet more people as you go too, which is great. You're meeting songwriters, you're meeting other musicians, life experiences, and everything is forever evolving, changing to work on the next project. So.
Good. I know that we did play Two in the Saddle. That was one of your singles before. And did you record the album around Calgary, the first one?
Yes, I did. And thank you again for promoting that. That song went well. I appreciate
mm-hmm.
you know, all the airplay I have received on that title track, Two in the Saddle, along with the other songs that we released off of there. But Two in the Saddle, yes, was the main one. I recorded that album here in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm working on the second album here in Calgary as well.
Okay. Do you have a name for the second album yet? I know it's coming out this year, so that must be really exciting.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. I keep telling people, I go, it is coming out. Believe you me, it's just been a kind of a long haul with bumps and turns along the way. But
mm-hmm.
there's no title determined yet. I've got a couple of strong ideas, but haven't made a final choice yet on the title. It's like one of those, like, what do I do? Do
okay.
I name it this? Do I name it that? It's a really hard decision when you're naming an album.
It is
hard. You want it to sort of fit what you're trying to to, you know, summarize, or what you're trying to get across, or what you think the album, the theme, you know, of the album, what you're trying to say as an artist, and what describes you, you know, as an individual, and your project. So, you know, got it narrowed down to two
good
choices, but not quite yet.
Now, do you write your own songs?
I'm not a songwriter per se, although when I tell people, because I get this question a lot, it's not that I would never, you know, I dabble in it, and, you know, little bits here and there. I'm not a, what you call, like, a songwriter. Not to say that I wouldn't co-write at some point in time, or write eventually down the road, but my main goal, you know, I'd rather, I tell the songwriters, I go, well, if it wasn't where they go, well, we're so glad we found someone to sing our songs because we can't sing a note, right? And I go, that's great, because it's like a partnership. So I'd rather focus on singing them and just putting the life into them. And there's so many good, you know, very talented songwriters out there that are wanting to get their songs out there, and they're looking for artists. So I think then it's good that you can find a fit.
That's great. Great partnership.
Yeah, I have a different answer, because people are surprised every time I get. They go, "What? You're not interested in writing?" It's not that I'm not interested in writing. It's my passion is the singing and bringing the song to life and leave the writing to the writers.
Now, the ACMAs, you were nominated for two awards, Female Artist and Fans Choice in 2012. That must have been quite exciting.
Yeah, my first nomination, so I was pretty happy. I thought, woohoo. That's the Alberta Country Music Association, so this was their first annual award show. And I was very, very happy and honored just to be nominated in those two categories. So I was pleased. And again, it's exciting. And it's great to be surrounded by so many talented local artists, you know, like here in Alberta, and songwriters, singers, musicians. So it was a great experience. Yeah.
That must have been a lot of fun. Now, I know you're working on your second album. Any other plans for this summer? Playing any special places?
We're busy booking the summer stuff as we go. Like Stampede, of course, is a big event here in Calgary. So, of course, lining up the gigs and finalize all of that. I'll be playing a couple of festivals throughout the summer. One in Torrington, Alberta. It's a country music jamboree. And I will be also appearing at the Stampede again this year on Windows on the West stage, so doing their country show that they bring every year there. So that's more along the lines of the traditional and the classic country at those two shows. And then, you know, the regular gigs, like if people go to my website, www.maryresick.com, on there they'll find all the various places I'm playing. But those are the two sort of higher profile main events coming up this summer. Looking to, of course, take in the CCMAs. That's in Saskatchewan this year. So probably planning, it's just in the very beginning works, planning a little road trip to Saskatchewan way.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty exciting. Anything else you'd like to mention before we go? I know you have a great website there, and I guess you're on YouTube too, or you have some videos?
I'm on Facebook, like everybody else out there. Again, my website, maryresick.com. I'm also on MySpace. Or, you know, if you check, you come by and meet me in person, check out one of my shows. Would love to meet anybody out there. And the new album, hoping to have it out late summer, early fall. That's the tentative goal. This is the first single, Looking on the Bright Side, out to radio now. That will also be released to the European market overseas in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So we're excited about that. Yeah. And I think, that's pretty much all of the encompassing. You know, stop by my website, sign my guest book, say hello, come to a show. I just would like to thank everybody out there that has supported me with my music so far, and all the fans and the radio stations and the promoters and industry people and the production team and musicians, songwriters, just everybody that's behind the scenes that they don't always get sort of recognized. It takes a team, a huge team, to make success. And if you can get the music out there to the people and just reach, you know, a person at a time, that's very important. That's just what I love to do, and I'll just keep doing what I love to do,
Well, we wish you all the best, and thanks very much.
Thank you for interviewing me, and I will speak with you later down the road.
Okay, well, all the best. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.